Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to podcast number 13 with me, Woody, and Tufty is here as well. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is not one, but two guests. We've really pulled out all the stops here to make this one a big one. So, guys, why don't you introduce yourselves, names, who you are, and yeah, we'll roll from there.
So, yeah, I'm Sam. I study maths. I'm a final year at the University of Bath and been coming along to Whitcomb for a few years now. And I've just got engaged to Susie, who is sat to my left.
Hello, yeah. I'm Susie. I'm also at the University of Bath. I'm in my final year doing my master's year in chemistry. And yeah, I've been going to Whitcomb while I've been a student, same as Sam.
And with that, let's jump into what's happened during the weekend. Whenever we have guests, it becomes exciting because there's something new going on. So guys, why don't you tell us, what have you been up to recently?
We've been studying a lot. That's been the main thing, hasn't it?
Start a lot of just two. Sitting in our bedrooms, watching lectures.
Yeah, so that hasn't been too exciting. But aside from that, we've had a lot of snow, haven't we, over the past week?
Yeah, we had some really great snow last week.
Did a lot of sledging, had a little accident, sort of smashed into a metal gate. That was the end of my sledging career for the year, so it's all good. Yeah, I bruised my toes quite badly.
It was bad.
I think it's because we were racing, and I was like, right, okay, I need to get my speed up, and I just lost control. My dad apparently shouted at me from behind that I needed to slow down, but there was nothing I could do at that point, so.
It was quite impressive, actually, because I was in front, but then you overtook me at some serious speed.
I was quite proud of that, but then I sort of regretted.
I was just left in like a misty snowstorm.
Yeah, that was the thing, because it was so icy. If you put your feet down, it just sprayed in your face, so you couldn't actually see anything as you were going down, which meant that, I just sort of smashed into the gate.
I heard the smash, I heard the clatter of the gate, and then a tearful looking Susie walking up to me afterwards. It's like, oh no, what's happened?
It was good fun while it lasted.
Though. Yeah, it was great fun. Yeah.
And you won, which, you know,
I did that win, so in a way it was worth it, yeah.
Bragging rights, so like 70 years down the line, you'll be like, Sam, do you remember that time in 2021?
Yeah, I have the scar on my foot to prove it as well.
Well, and how was your Valentine's Day? Did you do anything nice?
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
It's all right, yeah.
Kind of strange.
All right.
No, it was lovely. It was just strange because my parents... obviously you're in the house as well, and they wanted to celebrate, so we did have to coordinate with them, didn't we, who was going to be in the kitchen and who was going to occupy which room, we ended up just sort of like coming upstairs with some trays, but Sam cooked a lovely dinner. I contributed by putting chips in the oven, so that's I didn't do a lot.
I was just grateful that we could be together, to be honest, because so many engaged couples even at the moment can't be together, which is
very nice and nice. Well saved there from the all right comment. I think you redeemed yourself.
Actually, it was pretty great because for the first time I persuaded Sam to watch Pride and Prejudice with me, which is one of my favourite films. It was the Keira Knightley version, so we haven't got round to the full version yet, but I'm sort of easing him in gently.
What did you think of it, Sam?
I got through it.
No, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did enjoy it, actually.
You laughed at the funny bits.
Yeah, I did laugh. it's a nice story.
It's good.
And yeah, I had a real surprise the other day because I asked my granddad what his favourite fiction is, and he said Pride and Prejudice.
Did he? Yeah. Oh, there we are then.
And he is not the sort of person I would expect to say that.
But you have to watch the longer one, like the 6-hour BBC one I'd watched when I was ill off school. I think the actors are much better cast than in film. Colin Firth.
Right.
Can't beat him.
That's true. Although I do love the soundtrack for the newer version. We're quite a Pride and Prejudice fan family here, so we often have the soundtrack playing downstairs. Yeah.
So you mentioned they're engaged. How is the wedding planning going in COVID times?
It's a challenge, but I think it's going as well as it can do. Thank you. To be honest, it was a bit of a surprise getting engaged because I wasn't expecting to be.
You're the one that asked.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a surprise when it happened, but like, yeah, I knew I wanted to propose to Susie at some point during, well, I was expecting it to be this year, but then I got stuck here just before Christmas.
You make it sound like you're forced to propose to me at this point.
Well, no, the stars aligned and I thought I'm going to take this opportunity to propose, so... I had a little chat with your dad, and then yeah, so it's been quite good because we've had more time to maybe.
Well, it's nice that we've been able to plan together, isn't it?
Yeah,
while you've been here, and we've got quite a lot of the main things sorted out, like the church and the venue. Yeah, I think the challenge is like not knowing how many guests will be allowed. So we've had to make like various lengths of guest lists to sort of planning for all restrictions that might occur, so that's been kind of hard, not knowing, but doing our best.
I can't imagine the stress of who do we put in which category.
Yeah, you feel so harsh, don't you, being like, oh, we're gonna have to narrow this down again, and then feeling sad that having to take people off. But yeah, it's what it is.
Yeah. And you haven't seen your family, have you, Sam?
Not for ages, no.
Have you seen
them? I'm really missing them.
Engaged?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah. I call them pretty much every day, which is nice.
Oh, how cute. How cute.
You had the CU launch evening, didn't you, yesterday?
Yeah.
Do you know more about what it's going to look like then?
Yeah, so I think it's running over 3 days, not next week, but the week after that. And there's quite a few speakers, actually, that are going to be doing the events, including Tomborough. It looked really good. The topics that they're talking about, there were things like racism and sexism, and I think they're things that aren't usually addressed at the events week. So I think, that would be something that people find pretty interesting. And the launch was really good. They're sending out welcome packs to people that are interested in going, and they were really cool. They had like tea and coffee and chocolate in. So yeah, they've definitely had some good ideas for how to make it work over Zoom.
Do you guys feel like kind of positive about doing mission at this time? Like, is there a kind of sense of like enthusiasm and motivation, or do you think people are a bit like, will it actually reach anyone?
I think it is harder than before, but I think people recognize that there is also opportunity in a way that there wasn't before. I guess people are able to get the same content as the gospel even easier because they don't even have to come along to anything. They can just stick on a 20-minute talk or something. But I guess it's tough because there isn't that connection or like in-person chat that you'd have.
Yeah, those topics sound really good. I think if they're really engaging topics, people are more likely to want to know what we have to say about them.
Susanna, now we've got to turn to the life of the MTs of what have we been doing? I couldn't work out what I'd done this week. Start us off. What's happened?
I've been playing more Animal Crossing. Did you guys ever play that on the DS back in the day?
I did.
No.
We heard of it?
Yeah. My friends loved it.
Really? Oh, I'm missing out. I mean, not on March, to be honest. but it's like, it's kind of weird to explain. You have a little world and you build it and walk around and like do some weeding and talk to some of the locals and like invite your friends to come to your world. And so Lizzie has a Nintendo Switch. I've been playing more of that, which is fun. And have you been to Taylor's Bagels, a place in town? I went there today with my friend Tabby. And they have like these amazing, like huge bagels and like £5. It was like lentils in it, but then it also was like Mexican that had like tortilla chips and cheese, which sounds kind of a bit grim, but it was genuinely incredible. And it was only £5. But then I went to Mrs. Potts and got a hot chocolate. Didn't know how much it was going to be, and it was £4.70. I feel like I sold my soul to Mrs. Potts. but it was, very like chocolatey, very thick, quite
exploitative.
Kind of. I mean, it was very good, but I'd have it on a very special occasion, probably not for a while.
I respect the tortilla chips in the bagel. Like back in year three, I just put my crisps in my sandwich. The girl next to me, she like looked at me like, you're incredibly weird. And then a few weeks later, she'd done it herself and she confessed that was actually quite a good idea.
There we are, you're a trendsetter.
Have you guys done that before? Is that a thing?
I haven't. No. It sounds pretty good though.
Yeah, it sounds like the sort of thing I definitely would try.
Would recommend, like the texture difference. Actually, I'm going to nip that in the bud now. I could talk quite passionately about Chris. And there is actually a thought for the day, which we should probably spend some time on, which is my very smooth way of getting into the thought for the day. So, Sam, I believe you prepared something for us.
So it was really a thought I had last week during all the snow. So yeah, we're in Kent at the moment, which is where Susie's family live. And last week, for the whole week, there was just like a thick blanket or pure white snow all around us. So Susie's family lives kind of like literally in the middle of fields. So all around us was just white, and it was really beautiful. And I remember the first morning, the night after the snow had arrived, and I looked out the window and I just stared at it for like 10 minutes. I think I hadn't seen proper snow like that in quite some time. And I was just struck by how beautiful and white it was. And during that week, when we were sledging and stuff, it reminded me about the fact that the Bible uses the whiteness of snow as like a metaphor for how Jesus cleanses us from all sin and all impurity. So I was reminded of Psalm 51, where David says, asks God, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. And also in the first chapter of Isaiah, when God says to Israel, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And yeah, I was just reminded of how powerful and wonderful that truth is, really. It's quite amazing when you think about it, because snow is one of the whitest things we ever set our eyes upon, and that's how we are described before God once Jesus has washed us from our sin. And I think it's just amazing that we're not just described as passable before God, or just like acceptable, with maybe some stains there that will never be fully removed, but we're described as being completely and utterly pure before God. Yeah, which is just really, really encouraging, especially because, you know, it's sometimes difficult to really remember that the power of Christ is greater than the stain of any sin that you've ever done. It's something that I sometimes need reminding of. So yeah, that was a nice thought that I had last week.
I love that. It's cool as well, because I was looking at, because we're doing that MTC talks next week on the Transfiguration, and in the King James Version, you know, when Jesus goes like dazzling white, it says that he's like white than snow as well.
And I
guess like that's why we can be whiter than snow, because he, you know, in his glory is like whiter than snow, and then we are clothed with his righteousness. So love it.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for that reminder. It's something I think we all so easily forget. I know that I'm often falling into that trap of wondering, oh, well, clearly some of this sin must be sticking to me when I go before God, but you are right. We are as white as snow. So, amen. Which draws us into the recommendation section. Now, Susie, I believe you are presenting the recommendations from the Holland household.
Yeah, so I've just got one recommendation. So shout out to my friend Emma. This isn't actually my recommendation. She introduced my friends and me to this. It's a website called Backyard. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. No. So it's essentially a games website with like a video call function built into it. So you can play games with your friends online, and you don't have to set up a separate Zoom call or anything. You just sort of use the whole site. And there's things like Pictionary. We played a game called Fake Artist, where everyone was given a word to draw except for one person, and they had to sort of follow along. And then we had to guess who was the fake artist. So that was pretty fun. We did a mafia type game, but I'm not sure I'd recommend that one. Yeah, and it was just a really great time, because I've been really like missing my friends being at home for so long, and everyone being sort of scattered across the country. So yeah, it's just really great to see them and hang out with them. So I just recommend it to anyone who's looking for a new way to hang out with their friends or family over the internet while they can't see them at this time. So yeah, that's my recommendation.
That's brilliant. That's probably one of the most useful recommendations we've had so far.
I saw really. When you said that, I was like, he's going to waste so much time on that now.
Oh no.
Cool. Susanna, what are you bringing to the table?
My recommendation is a podcast, not to be thought as superior over our podcast, but so for Lent, I've basically given up Instagram and YouTube because I waste so much of my time on it. And then I want to like replace it with something. And so this is called Women Worth Knowing. And there are two ladies on it. And they basically each week give a like a biography of a different Christian woman from history. And I definitely wanted to learn more about people's stories. I love hearing people's stories. And so they're only about like half an hour long. And it's just a great thing to sort of listen to, you know, rather than having to read a whole book about them, and just to learn more about different women and their faith in God and what he did through them. So I'd recommend that. It's really good.
That sounds really
good. It sounds cool.
Well, we've had a very practical suggestion, a very holy suggestion. And I shouldn't even bother mine. Like, I am going to propose Sainsbury's pizza. But not just the pizza from the fridge. If you go to the back of the Sainsbury's in Green Park, yes, there is a pizza counter. And these things are, I think, about 14 inches in diameter for £5. But you can also have them cook them in store for an extra quid. So essentially you're paying £6 for a giant pizza with lots of topping. And just as good, if not better, than the Domino's pizza, but for a fraction of the price. I had it the first time ever on an international outreach in Cambridge, and at that point Domino's became obsolete in my life. So if ever you're looking for a takeaway pizza option, the Sainsbury's counter is the place to go. Like, whenever I go on a diet, there'll always be a day where my entire meal for the day is just one of these pizzas. They're that big and that delicious. And
you know what, Adam, I'm completely with you on that one. I think every time that Susie came around to my house in second year, that is exactly what I made her.
Really?
Pizza from the fridge section of Sainsbury's. Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with Adam. The ones that they heat for you in store are better. And it's just like a freshly prepared pizza.
Yeah.
Same as Domino's, but like you said, a small fraction of the price.
You can even get them to prepare a pizza from scratch with your own toppings. Like, I don't know why Domino's hasn't gone out of business yet. Sainsbury's should just wipe the floor with them. Oh, dear me, are we at the end? I think we're at the end. Have fun editing, Susanna. Yeah. So as we draw to an end, we need to throw out a shout out to Susie's sister Alice, who lent a pair of headphone connectors to make this podcast happen. We spent a good solid 10 minutes faffing around with trying to get Sam and Susie both audible and both able to hear us. It just wasn't working, but Alice stepped in there, saved the day. So I think with that, it is goodbye from me. It's goodbye from Susanna.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Sam and Susie.
Bye.
Bye.